This is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat District Livestock Production Agent. Weaning is a stressful time for calves, cows, and people, and very likely the most stressful time in a calf's life. We know the calf will have all it needs to survive, but the calf doesn't know that yet. Two methods have rose to the top of the list for best weaning strategies to reduce stress: fence line weaning and two-stage weaning. Fence line weaning separates cows and calves by a fence line in a familiar pasture for several days before removing cows from the area. Fence line weaned calves will still walk the fence for the first couple of days, but not nearly as much as traditionally weaned calves. Consider fencing cows in a smaller area with supplemental feed and leaving the calves in the bulk of the pasture. In some cases, corrals have been used to hold cows. If cows and calves are already trained to an electric fence, a single hot wire with three strands of barbed wire may work fine. Calves should be familiar with the pasture and water source before weaning. Two-stage weaning uses an anti-suckling device for 3 to 7 days before actually separating the pair. Walking and vocalization are particularly reduced with two-stage weaning, making it possibly the least stressful method. Some calves learn how to flip the device up so they can still nurse. One study using an adjustable nose clip found these calves eating less and spent more time idle than fence line or traditionally weaned calves. The authors of the study suspected that there may be more discomfort with this particular device, as this idleness was not reported in similar studies. Devices can be reused, but they have to be disinfected between uses. The two-stage strategy calls for at least one more handling to apply the device. Ask yourself, is setting up for fence line weaning or applying and removing the devices at a planned time better than treating sick calves on their schedule? Both methods reduce signs of behavioral stress as compared to traditionally weaned calves. And research shows that fence line weaned calves outgain traditionally weaned calves as far as 10 weeks after weaning. Gains from two-stage weaned calves are apparent for the first 2 to 3 weeks. There are other management practices that will help calves be prepared for weaning. They can respond to disease challenge by having appropriate mineral nutrition and undergoing a vaccination program before weaning. Teach calves to eat by providing a creep feeder a month before weaning, and make sure pens and waterers are clean and in good repair. You should evaluate pen size and bunk placement so that stopping and eating is easier to do than walking the fence. Weaning as a general topic, as an animal welfare issue, is a sign of the time we're living in and gives us cause for reflection. These methods won't fit all operations, but what might not seem possible at first glance may still be accomplished. For more information on weaning strategies, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office. 620-784-5337.